wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and the feel of a muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mom would sing Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Now the miles I put behind me ain't as hard as the miles I laid ahead. And it's way too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. The straight and narrow.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. As fragile ceasefire talks are underway for phase two in Gaza, President Trump in an interview with Fox News' Brett Baer doubling down on plans for the U.S. to take over Gaza for redevelopment.
In the meantime, I would own this. Think of it as a real estate development for the future. It would be a beautiful piece of land.
Would the Palestinians
no
have
big
the right
money
to return?
Spent. No, they wouldn't, because they're going to have much better housing, much better. In other words, I'm talking about building a permanent place for them.
Arab states have rejected the plan to displace Palestinians. Elon Musk's government efficiency office now targeting the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which fights fraud and abuse by corporations. Meantime, the Vatican's charity says the U.S. plans to gut USAID agency were reckless and could kill millions. In Guatemala, at least 51 are dead after a bus crash outside the capital. Officials say the bus ran off a bridge. This is ABC News. Respiratory illnesses like the flu are circulating at, quote, very high rates across the country. The CDC says so far this year there have been 24 million illnesses, 310,000 hospitalizations, and 13,000 deaths from the flu. More from ABC's Ariel Resha.
The CDC data showing that the rate of people seeking medical care for flu-like symptoms, from fever to cough to sore throat, is the highest since 2009 during the swine flu outbreak. Young children hit particularly hard. Kentucky is reporting its first pediatric death over the weekend, bringing the national total to at least 57. That is 10 kids in just the last week.
Doctors stressing it's still not too late to get your flu shot. T-Mobile and Starlink teaming up to offer satellite to cell service, even if you're not a customer. The trial will be free until July. They say service is available even in the most remote areas. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Gaines Super Flings are here to take your laundry to the next level.
Talking about Gaines Super Flings. Super size laundry packs. These things are huge. Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings laundry packs have 4 times the oxy cleaning power and 3 times the Febreze freshness versus Gaines original liquid.
Super fresh, super clean. Gaines Super Flings.
Gaines Super Flings for next level laundry.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Republican state lawmakers want to restore the Department of Public Instruction's previous standards for statewide tests, maintaining that new standards inaccurately reflect student achievement. Deputy State Superintendent Tom McCarthy defended the charges.
If you ask a classroom teacher what we are expecting them to build off of to reach kids, has continued to get more and more rigorous over the past decade plus.
Republican-authored legislation would revert state report cards to 2019 standards and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-2022 school year. Wisconsin's chief elections administrator will remain on the job.
A unanimous state Supreme Court ruling on Friday allows Megan Wolf to continue in the role indefinitely. Republican legislative leaders have attempted to remove Wolf since her original four-year term expired in 2023. The justices found that state law requires the six-member Wisconsin Elections Commission to appoint a new administrator only if a vacancy occurs, and none exists with Wolf still on the job. The court cited a 2022 ruling which allowed Fred Prain, an appointee of former Governor Scott Walker, to remain on the Natural Resources Board after his term expired. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A former coach at Assumption High School in Wisconsin Rapids will be sentenced today for taking naked images of students.
Seth Milkey faces up to 17 and a half years in prison after he pled guilty to five counts of capturing an intimate representation back in December. Investigators found images of students that Milkey had been mentoring on an external hard drive, many showing the students in various stages of undress while using a bathroom in Milkey's house. When contacted, the students said they weren't aware of the images and didn't consent to being filmed. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Becoming cloudy today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. A slight chance of snow late this afternoon. Highs near 16, west winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of evening snow, partly cloudy late, low 9 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 5 above. Wednesday, cloudy, a chance of afternoon snow, highs near 11. Be listening for Durant, Arkansas girls basketball. The Lady Panthers at Prescott. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45, tip-off at 7 tonight. Here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Administration, we will get the latest on those and check on the status of a couple of cabinet nominations. And it's Monday. That means it's time for an update on what's happening in the used machinery market.
Live from second place via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This morning, we'll begin with a conversation with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Then it's Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. And directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Glory.
All right, Davis. It's okay. I mean, you made the game, right?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
It was a bold strategy for the Chiefs to replace the offensive line with third graders. I thought it might work out. It just didn't happen. But at least it was the worst halftime show in the history of football. So, you know, there was that. Yeah.
See, I don't know if it was or not. I can't even judge on the halftime show because I just went and did something else.
The first 36 seconds were intolerable, Chip. I can confirm that much.
Oh, my goodness. That is no good. No good at all. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. We're splitting duty here this morning. I've got to get out of here and head to the airport as soon as I wrap up the conversation with U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Looking forward to getting the senator back on the show here this morning. Lots of issues that we need to touch on. It's not very often that we just go rapid fire with the senator, but we're going to have to do that to a certain degree here this morning. But we're going to have to talk a little Super Bowl first, and I think you probably know why. I mean,
we'll get to it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Iowa boy makes good in that one. It was the kid's 27. I'm sorry. It was the young man's 22nd birthday.
Close. Barndenford's was very close. Yes.
Yes.
And an exciting A pick six? On his birthday, yeah. Even in the Super Bowl. That's
in the Super Bowl.
Imagine.
His first NFL pick.
Yep.
His first NFL. I mean, if anybody watched the guy as he was going through his collegiate career at the University of Iowa, I think he kind of had a clue, an idea, that at some point he was going to make a defensive play in the NFL that was going to be very, very important. And there it was. Yeah. Happened last night.
It was a good one.
In the
Super
Bowl.
Yep.
No doubt. All right, buddy. Hey, we better get going. What do you got in the news?
Yeah. The National Weather Service begins here with heavy snow over the Central Plains and Ohio Valley into the Mid-Atlantic on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. Rain and freezing rain over parts of the Southern Plains, lower Mississippi Valley and Mid-Atlantic, and the Central Appalachians with a quarter inch of ice accumulations possible. There's a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the lower Mississippi Valley, Tennessee Valley, and Southern Appalachians on Tuesday. Temps will be 25 to 40 degrees below average across the Northern Rockies and Northern High Plains. Have fun with that, Chip.
Yeah, well, I am going to have fun with it out there traveling for the first half of this week. That'll be fun. Right. Yeah. All right.
Well, I've got a USDA daily export sale to report, Chip. 365,000 metric tons of corn received in the reporting period to Mexico. That's for the 24-25 marketing year. Oil prices edged higher on Friday after the U.S. imposed new sanctions targeting Iran's crude oil exports. Gold prices hit new all-time highs on Monday morning already as investors sought safe haven assets amid rising global trade tensions. International prices chipped climbed to $2,878.75 per ounce. That's the seventh record high for gold already just in 2025. Analysts believe gold could surpass $3,000 per ounce if current conditions persist. Yeah. Well, President Trump, speaking to reporters Sunday on Air Force One, said he will announce 25% tariffs on all imports of steel and aluminum from all countries without specifying when. That marks a significant escalation in his trade policy. Nick Pinchuk, CEO of the toolmaker Snap-on, compared the turmoil to being on Space Mountain at Disney World.
Well, we'll find out if Senator Grassley is handling the ride.
Well, economists at Jefferies noted market volatility is likely from Trump's tariff announcements, but expects the tariffs might not be as damaging as feared. The fast pace of U.S. tariffs are causing some economists to reevaluate the impacts of tariffs on the economy. China's tariffs on $14 billion worth of U.S. exports were set to take effect Monday today, following President Trump's 10% tariff hike on all Chinese goods. Hopes for talks between Trump and Xi failed to materialize. In other news, over three dozen sugar mills in India's leading sugarcane producing states have shut down nearly 2 months earlier than usual due to reduced cane supplies caused by adverse weather conditions. Brazil exported 1.072 million metric tons of soybeans during January. Chip, that's down 46.5% from December and 625% below last year. Brazil's corn exports totaled 3.594 million metric tons. That's down 15.8 from December and 26.3% below January 2024.
Don't get too excited about that. They're just gearing up to export a record bean crop this year.
Well, and finally here, Europe is on the brink of another energy crunch as natural gas prices hit a two-year high. Rapidly depleting gas inventories this winter are raising concerns as lower reserves will require greater effort to replenish. This is going to hit European fertilizer production, Chip. We're going to talk about fertilizers in the fourth.
Excellent. Excellent. Good stuff, Davis. Thanks, buddy. Let's bring in Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Okay. Boy, here comes winter again this week, right?
Yeah, we've got two big storm systems that we're keeping an eye on that'll bring snow to the lower Ohio Valley tomorrow. Could be a 3 to 6 inch band in there from Louisville to Lexington. And then another big storm, and really one of the first big ones of the year for northern Illinois, parts of Iowa, and back out into the Central Plains. That's been an area that's kind of been skipped over. They should have some decent snow chances for the middle part of the week.
All right. So where's the bullseye on this?
Yeah, I think the bullseye is going to be from just east of Des Moines to the Chicago metro area to probably Milwaukee, Wisconsin, kind of in that corridor there. But you're looking at as much as 6 inches plus from southern and southern Nebraska, northern Kansas through northern Missouri, a good part of Iowa. Should be a pretty impactful storm for the middle part of this week.
Okay. What's the risk of wind?
Wind, I'm not seeing a major wind threat with this. I do think that there could be a little bit, but we're not looking at like blizzard-like conditions or anything like that. Just kind of glancing over some wind gusts. I could see some gusts with this storm of locally 20, 30 miles an hour in eastern Kansas, but I don't think it's much more than that.
Okay. All right. And the temperatures are heading south in this one, too.
Yeah, especially for the northern plains, as you all talked about earlier, well below normal temperatures, below zero, into the negative 20s for lows at times in the northern plains. But some below zero temperatures even into parts of Kansas, Iowa, as we work towards the latter part of this week once again.
Okay, how long is this pattern going to stay active on us, Brett?
Yeah, we're probably looking at it staying pretty active the next 10 to 15 days at least.
Excellent. You've got a webinar coming up real quick.
Yes, we do. BMWX.com/webinar, our official planting season outlook for North America, along with our drought and severe weather risk. We're going to be chatting about that Wednesday, February 26th.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Brett Waltz, BMWX. We've got Senator Grassley next.
As you plan the future of your farm, you've probably noticed something. It takes more than money. It takes a lending partner that keeps you fully prepared to leap when land becomes available. That's why FBN Finance created a simple, easy pre-qualification process valid for up to 180 days. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Need help navigating these markets or consulting for your operation? Let agmarket.net help. Receive personalized support and market guidance from seasoned commodity brokers, transparent account access, education and strategy resources, live calls, and access to research. Interested in consulting? Agmarket.net is able to help establish a customized marketing plan specific to your operation. Head to agmarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Day one. Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first. Farmland rates as low as 5.71%.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us and joining us right now, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Senator Grassley, welcome back to AgriTalk.
Always glad to be with you, of course. How are you doing?
We're doing real fine. Maybe not as good as Cooper DeJean this morning. He had quite the night for the Eagles last night, didn't he?
Can you believe a little town of Odebolt is on the map all of a sudden?
Well, you know, what is it, about 1,000 people in Odebolt, something like that? I mean, the whole state of Iowa was rooting for Cooper last night. I don't think there's any question about that.
Not only did he do well, but can you believe that I think that everybody expected the Chiefs to win, and they sure lost badly, didn't they?
They sure did. They sure did.
Hey, you could tell the Chiefs quarterback was down quite a bit, at least during the first half.
Yep. Yeah. Just, boy, it if you're not getting the protection, that will show up in a hurry, and he was not getting the protection last night. Okay, let's jump to some of the issues here. I want to start with the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP. The funding had been frozen. What is the status of that program? Do you know?
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're asking about EQIP, any agriculture program, or USAID and all those. The president was elected with a mandate to cut down on spending, and that doesn't mean how much is going to be cut down. You have to review before you make a decision, and this is a review stage. You shouldn't draw any conclusions until the reviews are done.
Okay. Well, what do you make? So it sounds like you're very supportive of what is happening at DOGE.
Well, of course I am. After all, this is the first president since 2004 that won both the electoral victory and a populist victory. He has to deliver. And you got to know what the lay of the ground is before you deliver. And maybe he'll be able to deliver on some things and maybe not some things. But he's just going through a review process that we ought to respect of any new president, and this one is less new than other presidents because he served one term, but as Biden come in and screwed everything up and got us tremendously into debt and inflation, this is a big job, much bigger than when Trump came in the first time. Plus, yeah, the fact that Trump knows he made some mistakes in the first one, and he's not going to make those same mistakes now.
Okay, very good. One of the things that everybody across Iowa is watching, Senator, is what is going to happen with the administration and some of the Inflation Reduction Act funding for biofuel tax incentives, including 45Z. What's the status there?
Well, I'll bet you before we get Treasury Department straightened out and get some legitimate regulations, we're going to have a tax bill sometime in the United States Senate. And I think 45Z is going to be dealt more in the tax bill than it will be by the regulations within Treasury. And, you know, that's a multifaceted situation. It involves the fact that we are paying for imports for renewable biodiesel and the extent to which we shouldn't be supporting imports. And if you're going to support imports, you surely shouldn't support them at a greater level than we're supporting our own soybeans through tax credits and tax incentives. There's a whole bunch of things to deal with, but I think there has to be some change in law. But in the meantime, both under the Treasury Department of Biden and now the Treasury Department of this administration, we're seeing if we can get some of these problems taken care of during regulation writing. But I'm not sure that that's going to really solve the matter because we still have this idea that we ought to be supporting subsidies for imports and doing it at something less.
Right.
I say
right.
no support on imports, and I say we justify helping the soybean farmer with the sustainable aviation gasoline.
Okay. All right. So I just want to make sure that I understand you right. With the biofuel tax incentives, you're looking to move that from the IRA into what has been what the administration is calling the one big beautiful bill?
I'm telling you, that's the way I think it should be done.
Okay.
I haven't had discussions with colleagues on the Finance Committee or other people, or there we probably have some interests in the United States that think we ought to subsidize the imports. I don't happen to believe that way, and you can know what I'm going to advocate. But whether we get that done or not, I don't know.
Okay. All right. All right. Very good. President Trump is expected to, and he may have already done it this morning, I don't know, additional tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum. Are you supporting that decision?
I'm a free trader, but on the other hand, I've told you and I've told other agriculture groups that as much as I am a free and fair trader, I believe that I ought to stand back and see maybe I've been wrong for 50 years. Maybe the president has a new way of doing it. And I'm going to wait and see. If he's successful, I'm going to compliment him. And if he isn't successful, I'm going to say, I told you so.
Mm-hmm. Well, the new folk, I'm the same way, Senator. I am exactly the same way. And it's hard not to support the idea of reciprocal tariffs. You know, if a country has a tariff on U.S. imports, the U.S. is going to counter with the same tariff on imports from that country. That just seems to make sense.
Now, on that point,
yep.
I call them, there's a word I can't think of. Anyway, those are tariffs that I think are legitimate. We don't call them tariffs. We call them countervailing duties.
There you go.
And that's exactly what we should do, and the president has plenty of legal authority to do it. On all this other stuff that he's putting tariffs on for national security reasons, I'm not sure that I see a national security reason for doing it, but that's one of the things that are called for in either the 1963 tariff law or the 1974 tariff law. And I might suggest at this point, as an extraordinary commentary, for people in Congress that are complaining that the president is exercising his authority, you got to look in the mirror, and it's Congress's fault in 1963 and 1974 for delegating too much authority to regulate interstate and foreign commerce, which is a power of the Congress, giving it to the president of the United States.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Exactly. Okay, I want to back up and go to USAID. This is one that's generating some mixed reactions from farm state lawmakers, Senator. They're uncovering some unbelievable expense here and fraud. What do you want to see happen here?
Well, we shouldn't be spending $25,000 for comic books in Ecuador, and I don't know what else. You've seen it on the television screen, millions of dollars here and there for some silly thing that we shouldn't be spending money on. So now how much of that adds up to $42 billion? I can't tell you. There's probably some of the $42 billion is actually legitimate expenditures for the national security of the United States for promoting humanitarian ideas or aid around the world and things of that nature. But again, I want to emphasize, this is a review process. There's no decision been made yet of what money should be spent or not spent. And then, of course, if Congress said to spend it, then the extent to which the president has leeway in spending it or not spending on comic books in Ecuador, I would say that's common sense, says we shouldn't be spending that money. But what other money? I'm not going to get into the weeds on that. But the president has a right to review it, and nobody should be complaining about the review.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Senator, you're always very generous with your time. Thank you so much, sir.
Goodbye.
All right. That is U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley here on AgriTalk. Davis is going to take you home. He's got a conversation with Machinery Pete up next.
Get corn emerging faster and the roots growing stronger with a Ascend Squared plant growth regulator built for it. Ascend Squared sets corn up for success early in the growing season, and with a potential positive yield impact of 7.5 bushels per acre compared to starter fertilizer alone, it performs all season long. Built for faster emergence, built for stronger root systems. Ascend Squared, built for it. Visit WinfieldUnited.com or contact your local Winfield United retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 35 to 1979, April up 38 to 1960, May up 31 to 1949, June up 16 to 1885. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. A lot of positioning ahead of the WASD report. Also, a lot of technical buying after the losses from last week. Higher box beef prices also supporting the markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, moving mostly mixed after hitting some technical resistance levels. And that's caused some of the contracts to move lower. February live cattle up $1.30 to $202.07. March feeder cattle up $2.37 to $267.27. February hogs up 40 cents to $87.65. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets moving up mostly higher as the daily export inspections report saw 365,000 metric tons of old crop corn sold to Mexico. A lot of positioning ahead of tomorrow's WASDE report as well. Soybeans, meanwhile, moving mostly lower as they're just below some of the nearby resistance levels. And wheat markets moving mostly lower. Strength in the dollar helping to pressure U.S. wheat. New crop corn up 3 3/4 to 469 3/4. New crop beans down 3/4 to 1056 3/4. Meanwhile, March wheat down 4 3/4 to 578. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk. It's you and me again, beloved listener, your pal Davis Michelson here. I've been handed the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk for a conversation
with Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. Let's bring him in here now. Good Monday morning to you, Pete. What's shaking in your world today?
Oh, not too much. Just on the road, heading down to Champaign, Illinois. Speaking there a little before 2 o'clock today at the Soybean Summit. So excited for that to get to visit with people. And but yeah, other than that, just driving through the Midwest here, looking at brown grass and no snow.
As I understand, you are wildly popular at your personal appearances, and I would expect today would be no exception. Your thoughts?
I enjoy doing these gigs. I'm appreciative when folks invite me out. It's fun to talk trends. But, you know, honestly, Davis, when I do these things, I feel like I come away with about 5 to 10 stories each time. Just getting to visit with people, they'll share cool things of their tractor stories and family histories. And, it's an honor to do it, and big fun.
Well, and it's tough to get a Minnesotan to toot his own horn, so I appreciate you stepping out of your comfort zone there for us for a moment. But there's a whole other horn that we ought to be tooting here. Greg, I was up in Wisconsin talking about the shifts in how people view entertainment and where they, you know, it used to be you've got 2, 7, and 9 were my channels. Now people are streaming, they're picking up, you know, they're making their own schedules here.
Right.
Part of that is the emergence of podcasts, and agriculture really is taking some steps forward in podcasts. Talk to us about the Moving Iron podcast right quick, would you?
Yeah, you bet. My friend Casey Seymour just joined our Machinery Pete and Farm Journal family, and I've known Casey for many, many years, over a decade. Casey's well-connected in the, you know, farm equipment dealer world, as a used equipment manager out in the Nebraska, Kansas area. Great guy. Started some peer-to-peer events for dealers, and just fantastic. He's had this Moving Iron podcast for a while, and now they're bringing me in, so Casey and I will yak about the latest trends. Go a little deeper each week. So last week, our first episode, we hit combine trends. This week, we're going to hit forage choppers. And, just check out Moving Iron podcast anywhere you get your podcast, folks. Right on AgWeb, you can see it every week, and I'll be posting it on our social media. So looking forward to, I always like the kind of the 2 or 3 person dynamic where you're talking about things. It's like radio, like we do with you and Chip every week. It's fun.
Yeah,
I prefer that to just, you know, being a talking head saying blah, blah, blah. It's more fun to have give and take, I think.
Yeah. Terrific. That's the Moving Iron podcast. All right. Speaking of moving, let's move on. Let's go here. Tomorrow, Tuesday morning, you're already back chasing machinery in Eden, Ohio. Talk to us about what you expect there.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. I'm going to be up there in Northeast Ohio and in the Eden area. We're doing a video preview for an auction coming up a little bit down the road. It's March 22nd in West Unity, Ohio, by A.A. Brown Auction Service. Really nice auction for, I believe, gal's name is Lynn Buer. But late model John Deere equipment, I'll be getting up close. We'll do a video preview. They got a 2017 John Deere 8320R, 3,552 hours. An 01 John Deere 8210 with 3,059 hours. A 95 8200 Deere, 4,305 hours. If you like New Holland, they got a big four-wheel drive, 97 model, 9482, 4,700 hours. So I'll be doing that early tomorrow morning. And then also then sneaking down to Reitzel Tractor in Eden, Ohio. We're doing a preview with the folks at Tractor Tuesday. Really cool new online auction play, Davis, that's popped up. Zach Bosley started this, and it's really taking off. Check it out, folks. It's TractorTuesday.com, and they have a sale on February 25th with a particular tractor there that I'm going to be doing a video preview on. It's a 95 Case IH 7240 mechanical front, but it's the Mark 50 edition, which was kind of a rare one. I'm not sure exactly. I think they made like 100 or so.
Oh, wow.
But this thing only has 3,412 original hours, and it looks super sharp, selling no reserve on February 25th. And also, in working with Tractor Tuesday and Zach, they've got a kind of a cool special promo. If you go to their website, Tractor Tuesday, and sign up as a bidder, and then enter the code Machinery Pete, you can get in a drawing for up to a $1,000 gift card from Milwaukee Tools.
All right. Right.
We also have two 250 runner-ups. So again, it's TractorTuesday.com. Just click register. And again, Zach has really got a cool online auction play going. There's 0% commission to sell with them. And they're low on the buyer's premium, 2%. And so he's kind of hitting it from a different way here. Mm-hmm. So we'll get a little more on the talk to Zach about TractorTuesday.com and get up close to that Case IH 7240 Mark 50. Should be big fun tomorrow.
For sure. And I don't want to dwell on this. Lots to get to yet here. But a newer online auction company here you mentioned is this TractorTuesday.com. It feels like the industry is in a good spot if it's still attracting newer online auction companies and other entrants into the game here. Would you say that's fair?
That is very fair. In fact, there's tons of innovation happening out there as we speak, continuing, Davis, and it's fun for me to watch it. I've been tracking this space for 35 years. Of course, we work with 1,300 auction companies, great friends with them. But, you know, someone can pop in there and do your own thing and, you know, maybe try and hit it a different way. And
yeah,
like you were saying before, there's different ways to reach people now. My deal with our Machinery Pete brand is I've always just tried to stay in front of people, whatever format, if it's a podcast, if it's social, if it's TV, if it's here with you guys on the radio, YouTube. Yeah. And so it's fun for me to help, you know, whether it's our auction partners for 35 years, dealers, or young, you know, new auction plays like Zach with Tractor Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's fun to tell the stories.
It's good stuff. Good stuff. Clear down to Mississippi. Take us to Hollandale next, please, Greg.
Yeah, after I do the videos Tuesday, I'll be hopping a plane out of Fort Wayne down to Mississippi. And Thursday, if you're in the area, folks, Hollandale, Mississippi. We're going to be filming for Machinery Pete TV, farm auction there by Mid Delta Auction for Raven Planting Company, a retirement sale. They got a pair of 23 John Deere 8R310s, pair of 23 model John Deere 8R250s, 21 model John Deere 6175R with 1,253 hours, 18 model John Deere S790 with 1,065 SEP hours, sprayer 2015 John Deere R4030, 2,161 hours. Again, the sales by Mid Delta Auction. And again, we'll be filming down there. I really enjoy getting into the Southeast, Davis. The people down there are wonderful, and it's fun to hit these nice auctions down south. And my camera guys like when we hit those auctions versus my chilly Minnesota sales.
I bet. Let's go to your pick of the week before we run out of time here. A 2013 Case IH looks like a pretty exciting pick of the week.
Yeah, it was Friday. A 13-mile Magnum 290. Only had 1,320 hours on it. Went for $167. That's tied for the seventh highest auction price ever on a Magnum 290. Now, interesting, the only six higher auction prices ever all sold in a window from March of 22 to December of 23, which basically that defines the top of the used market. So again, coming out of that, out in the Northeast there, 1,320 hour, 167 on Friday was pretty good. And I think, you know, as the market is changing right now, one thing I'm seeing firming up, Davis, is that nice 10-year-old plus stuff is it's really drawn a line in the sand, and you can see it there at 167 Friday in New York on that Magnum 290.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's see, we've got a record high auction price too, $213K over there in Pella.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So people ask me, well, what's the highest auction price you've ever seen, Pete, on a Magnum 290? And like you said, it's $213,000, Davis. Now, interesting to me is the date that it sold, which was December 19th of 22,
yeah,
as you said, in Pella, Iowa. And if I would draw a red circle around the absolute top I've ever seen in 35 years of used machinery prices and values, December of 22, I mean, that was it. And so no surprise that, you know, 213, Steffes Group sold that one, a great auction company. They market the heck out of it. But, you know, when you're buying and selling, sometimes if the market's at the top. Now we're kind of adjusting downward here the last year or so. But, yeah, hopefully our numbers can keep people straight and let them know what the current going rate is.
Well, and then you've got one tomorrow, a little bit closer to home for you in Louisville. Not that Louisville. It's Louisville, Illinois, over there for Schmidt Auction.
Yeah, Trent and Schmidt Auction, the guys and gals there are fantastic. If you like white tractors, folks, you have to stop what you're doing right now and go check out Schmidt Auction in Louisville tomorrow. If they got a 1976 white 2105, 2,836 original hours. Another one, a 78 model 2105, 4,021 hours original. An open station white 285. If you're an Oliver guy, a 1965 1650 with 4,946 original hours. And maybe my favorite, a Massey 860 combine that just, it makes me want to just stare at it because it's just fun to look at that vintage. And again, that's by my friend Trent Schmidt tomorrow in Louisville, Illinois.
And just we've got time for one more here. Really nice farm retirement auction in Temperanceville, Virginia. Apparently there's a video preview of this auction. What can you tell us about it quickly?
Yeah, I just posted on our social media yesterday. It's Temperance, Virginia this Saturday by Rich and Rich Auctioneers. Some of the cleanest stuff I've seen in a long time. They got a John Deere 7R290, a pair of 8295Rs, a 20 model S780, a really unique sprayer, a 15 model R4030 that is super clean. So check out Rich and Rich Auctioneers, great company. Again, the sale Saturday in Temperanceville, Virginia.
Greg, I really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, as we do every Monday morning. In all your travels, be safe, brother, and we can't wait to hear what you come up with next. Have a good one, Pete.
All right, have a great week, Davis.
Indeed, that was Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson. You know what? I got a couple items I'm going to bring up next.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, I got you something.
What's this?
Just a little Galentine's gift from JTV.
Do you mean jewelry television? I love their jewelry. They have the
new customers get $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
And their artisan collections? Gorgeous.
Are you going to open your gift?
Oh, yeah. It's the pearl bracelet.
New customers receive $25 off their first purchase of $75 or more. Visit jtv.com/romance.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
To start strong this spring with Great Plains hybrid and vertical tillage equipment. Break up residue, prep your seed bed, and give your soil the best start possible with a Great Plains TurboMax, Velocity, or TerraMax. Spring won't wait, and neither should you. Find your perfect tillage tool at greatplainsag.com or visit your local Great Plains dealer today and get ready to grow. Great Plains, your best spring starts here.
Step into the future of agricultural efficiency with new leaders NL720 Nutrient Applicator. The NL720 is the latest innovation in farming equipment designed to revolutionize the way you spread fertilizer. With its unique design, its focus on efficiency, high precision, and high output, the NL720 is a versatile spreader that offers ease of maintenance and ease of use like never before. To see our full lineup of spreaders, including our trail units with unmatched durability and pinpoint accuracy, visit our website at newleader.com.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact. Put your contact list in your wallet, on your phone, and somewhere visible in your home. Build a kit. Store enough food and water for 3 days. Don't forget your pets. and consider buying a pre-made kit. Keep at least 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid, and sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've cleared the schedule for you. Give us a call at 855-482-5524 and join the conversation.
Good morning, everyone. Let's just take it easy a little bit. We're going to ease our way into this week. Lots going on. Now, Chip is already off on the travel trail for this week. We've got Michelle Rook coming in to fill in some of the gaps here. I will be along as well. We wish him safe travels, and we'll be excited to ask him the question that he has failed to ask me about my Wisconsin trip from last week, which I was very excited about. Had a great time with the Corn and Soy Expo up there, thanks to the Wisconsin Pork Association for bringing me in. But he has yet to ask me, what did you learn? What did you learn? I'll save it. I'll save it in case he does decide he wants to ask. But I'm going to ask him when he gets back from here and there. What did he learn? I mentioned this in the news. This is going to get us into fertilizer here because I don't like the trend at all. If you missed it, Europe is on the brink of another energy crunch as natural gas prices hit a 2-year high. That's in Europe. Rapidly depleting gas inventories this winter are raising concerns over there, as lower reserves will require greater effort to replenish. A lot of nitrogen comes out of Europe. They do plenty of nitrogen production over there. They have been running, according to our good friend Josh Linville, they've been running about 75% of production capacity because natural gas prices have already been too high. So they're making less nitrogen as a way to combat high feedstock prices. That was before this came up. That's like a week and a half ago, even longer ago. He was talking about that right here on AgriTalk, in fact. And we're seeing here another leg higher for European natural gas. Now, the impacts on the United States markets will not be immediate. So what I'm about to report to you are fertilizer numbers from Iowa and from Illinois for the week ended February, this was Friday, February 7. These prices came out. Now, I might just remind you, I can think of anhydrous just off of the top of my head. The last week of December 2024, we were sitting at about 680 per short ton between Iowa and Illinois. I think our average came in right at 680. Currently now, as of Friday, the 7th of February, I keep wanting to say January, it's February again already. Let's see, am I in Illinois? Yeah, here we go. Illinois, anhydrous ammonia, the most recent report data, has us up $19.08 from an already higher price. They're at $752.83 in Illinois for a ton of anhydrous ammonia. Now, DAP was up as well. Liquid nitrogen, 28% UAN. Here we go. That's up $12.91. And this is just over the last 2 weeks. That's at 346.88. MAP, your monoammonium phosphate, is up $2.50 to $769.33. Call it $770. Urea up $13, $546.60. And Potash says, I want some too, up $8.33, $456.25. Not quite up across the entire board in Illinois, but darn close. And when we're talking about a $20 increase over a two-week span in anhydrous ammonia, my eyebrows go up. Let's see what happened on the same report in Iowa. I've got anhydrous ammonia in Iowa actually down $3.43 on the two-week period. And this is according to USDA. But they put it at $730.86 for a ton of anhydrous in Iowa. UAN 32% up $7.50 to $359.50. And look at MAP. This is, excuse me a second. It's the season of dry throats, everyone. Look at MAP. We're down $7 over the two-week period, still over $800 a short ton at $804.83. Potash is down in Iowa as of Feb 7, down at $446.43. Urea was unchanged at $487.50. We've talked about the phosphates, especially being overpriced. That continues to this day. $800 MAP compared to $730 anhydrous ammonia puts MAP at a stiff premium to anhydrous. If we were going to make those the same price so that every price was reasonable relative to all the other prices, that's our nutrient composite index. We index it all to one ton of anhydrous. We're way overpriced, both on MAP and on DAP. That situation is not likely to change. Now, down on the farm diesel, we're seeing a price range from 280 to 295 in Iowa. That's down 3 cents in the two-week period. This is as of Feb 7 again at 290 per gallon. Let's see if we got a diesel price. Yeah, here we go. In Illinois, over the same period, the price ranged from 281 to 315. The average is $2.96, up just a penny there in Illinois. Production costs continue to increase, gang, and we need to be looking out for that. If you have not spoken with your preferred retailer, you need to get on the stick here, folks. The lowest price of the season, according to this analyst, in my own opinion, the lowest price of the season on fertilizers has come and gone. You may still be able to take advantage of some lower prices, but, and especially now, with Europe curtailing because of the high natural gas prices. I mean, we could send them some of our natural gas, but then that raises our price just a little bit. It's a tricky one. Higher fertilizer prices ahead. Diesel, I'm not so sure on. I'm happily saying my outlook is for moderately sideways prices in farm diesel. And that's where we stand here. I'm looking for a story here that I had. Here we go. Let me close out our hour together with this little news story that we didn't get to. It's interesting here. President Trump has instructed the Treasury Department to stop minting pennies as part of his cost-cutting agenda. While the move would require an act of Congress, bipartisan support could materialize this time, with other countries like Canada, Australia, and New Zealand already phasing out 1 cent coins. Inflation and rising production costs further strengthen the case for eliminating that penny. Now, some would take it another step. Some would advocate for rounding prices to the nearest 5 or 10 cents, which would target the nickel. It takes 13.78 cents to produce a nickel. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You spend 13, we'll call it 14 cents, to make a 5-cent piece. I don't know if I'm quite ready to go for the nickel, and I'm not sure what a world without a penny would look like. Let's start with a penny, a little bit at a time, baby steps, baby steps. This afternoon, we've got Michelle Rook behind the big green leafy microphone with Tom Fitzmyer from Summit Commodity Brokerage in Des Moines, Iowa. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Look forward to you this afternoon.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Rhode Island has formally blocked the Trump administration's spending freeze, ordering the Trump administration to immediately restore all frozen